You know, what does confess? It means to agree, you know, to acknowledge. Confessing, I mean, we confess the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Unto eternal life. We have, right? It says, with the heart man believeth unto salvation, and with the mouth confession is made unto eternal life. But what else is we follow after? Add to your faith. If you stop at that confession, don't be deceived. If you are still if you confess those things, but you still end up being the worker of iniquities. As Jesus said, if you don't believe that I'm He, you're going to die in your sins. And Jesus is not going to look at you as a believer. Because you don't believe in Him. You believe in an abridged version of the gospel. Abridged, it's just, it's worse than that. Well, that's pretty bad. You believe in the expurgated version of the gospel. Expurgated of righteousness. Expurgated means, you know, edited. Heavily edited. Removing the elements which offend. You are called unto eternal life, and you've professed a good profession before many witnesses. So, fight the good faith. Lay hold. There's more to it than just saying, I do. That isn't what God just wants from you. See, those men have taught you lies. And they've taken a little bit of word here and ignoring everything else that was taught. And sold you a bill of goods. And now you've got that one verse you cling to. And anyone tries to tell you anything else from the Word, you're not going to listen to them. No, 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 you know better. Well, keep this commandment without spot. Unrebukable. Without spot? Can anyone be unspotted? True religion is this. Among other things, keeping oneself unspotted from the world. To remember the poor and fatherless and the widows, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. You know why? Because Galatians chapter 1, and these things always bear repeating. I repeat them over and over. Because you know why? I believe in the power of the gospel. And the power of the gospel is that I should declare the things which God has said, and that you would believe them. And that is how salvation is wrought in you. It says, of Jesus Christ, in Galatians 1:4, He gave Himself for our sins that He might deliver us from this present evil world. That's why He gave Himself for our sins. He didn't give Himself for our sins so that He might save us, so He could just let us continue in the evil world. Let us be servants to the sin. The scriptures say, if you commit sin, you're the servant of sin. And he that commits sin is of the devil. Be not deceived, little children. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as Christ is righteous. Jesus. He witnessed that good confession before Pilate. What is good for... You know, are you the Son of God? I am. And also this, nothing you could do except it was given to you from above. I like that one too. You would have no power over me. Except they'd been given you. So, give you charge in the sight of God who quickens all things. God makes everything alive. Even the dead, He raises them. Keep this commandment without spot, unrebuked, to the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're supposed to, you know, what does it say? Do your best. Minimize the spots. Minimize rebuke. And you'll finally be perfected after Jesus comes. I mean, truthfully, yeah, you can't be truly perfect until you're in a resurrection body. Because that is our full completeness, you know what I mean? But you can be perfect in the sense of you can obtain perfect righteousness. You can obtain that in this present world. We're supposed to. You can obtain perfect godliness in this present world. It's attainable. I believe that. The gospel promises it. Why should I believe something less than that? If I'm even wrong, at least I'll be aiming for something higher. If I aim for mediocrity, then I'll barely achieve mediocrity. If I barely achieve perfection, I'll be satisfied. But I can't even achieve it. I must obtain it. Achieve is a bad word, really. I mean, it doesn't really speak to how it is that we come by these things. Because I did not become a sober man by the works of the flesh or by the achievement of my own power, because I had no power. But God giveth power to those who have no power. You know, he's able to do exceedingly above all that we could ever ask or even think. Paul said in Ephesians 4. Was it Ephesians 4 or 3? Something like that. You look it up in Ephesians. Which in his time shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the powerful one, the King of kings, Lord of lords. God in his time is going to show. Okay? In the meantime, we follow after. We keep ourselves by his power. And by seeking his power, that we should be kept. He is the only one who hath immortality. No one else, even those to whom it has been promised, don't actually have it. There's a doctrine going around. People say, oh, everyone's got an immortal soul. That's a lie. The only one who has immortality as an innate part of their being is God. Even the angels are not immortal. Now, they are not corruptible, as far as their bodies don't suffer corruption. But they could die. Immortality is something that only God can give to other people. It is not something that we are made to be, as some other people falsely state and falsely teach. That's not according to this book. You know where that comes from? That's Greek philosophy. Philosophy, vain deceit, after the rudiments of the world, after the perverse disputings and doctrines of men. That's what that everyone has an immortal soul doctrine is about. It's a lie. It's perverse. It's man-made. It's the philosophies getting in there. Marcus Aurelius, Justin Martyr, philosophers. Okay, and you know what?